earlier on today, I was down at the practice match between West Coast and Fremantle. A heavy victory to Freo it was, and caught up with Fremantle's Andrew Brayshaw, who was best on ground today in that practice match, to find out how the first pre-season hit-out went.
Yeah, it was good to finally play against some blokes that weren't your teammates. It's definitely hot out there. The pressure was strong, and I think both teams took a lot out of it.
You found a fair bit of the footy?
Yeah, got my hands on a fair bit of it. But, you know, that's because we were set up really well as a team, in good shape, and we backed ourselves in, came through the corridor a fair bit, so I found myself on the end of it a fair bit as well.
What was the mindset, I guess, or the message from Justin heading into the match about what you wanted to get out of the game?
Yeah, really big focus on team defence, as well as ball movement. And yeah, pretty much played to your strengths. This was our first time for the year that we were able to really test ourselves against opposition. So yeah, we just took the opportunity. I know we're playing them again next week, and they'll probably have some players coming back for them. But yeah, today was just a good chance to show a bit what we've been working on all pre-season. And I think it was a really good outing.
How'd you feel the midfield dynamic worked?
Yeah, I thought we were really strong. Had Fifey in for the first half. And he was, yeah, really strong in there. And I think we had really good balance around the footy. Lloyd Meek was really aggressive, and that was one of his best hit-outs I've seen him play. So, you know, a lot of real positives to take out of it, I think.
And talk to us a little bit more about Lloyd. He had a really strong game, and he's had to wait for his time, I guess, but with Sean Darcy out, he grasped an opportunity today.
Yeah, Lloyd's someone who's worked really hard since coming to the club, and Sean's probably been in that position where he's been playing most of the footy in our main ruck role, but Lloyd hasn't given up. He's worked really hard on his craft, and yeah, he's one of the hardest workers at the club, so to see him get a chance today and really step up and deliver, it's just a credit to how hard he works, I think.
Took a couple of marks around the ground and also won a few clearances out of the middle.
Yeah, he doesn't lack confidence in that sense, can grab it, drive, absorb one or two and then feed it out as well when he needs to. So yeah, he looked really dangerous today, and it's definitely one of the positives to have come out of the day.
Do you think he'd be right to go round one? He'd be a good option?
Yeah, I think if he can back that up, he'll definitely be knocking the door down, I think, to play.
Hayden Young also found a fair bit of it as well. It's great to see him out there after the injury troubles he had.
Yeah, awesome to see him back. He's had a really strong pre-season. And yeah, it's just a lethal kick. And yeah, he showed today that when he can really pull the trigger, he can find blokes inside 50, which we love, and also defend really strong. So yeah, he was also really good today.
Did you enjoy being out there as that younger midfield brigade, especially when Fife sat out the second half, but in there with obviously Caleb Sarong, who you know so well, and Young as well?
Yeah, it's really good fun to see a lot of young guys out there with a smile on their face working really hard as a team. Yeah, I love seeing blokes work really hard, especially these young guys, and then come out and play and perform to their role. So yeah, to see Youngie, Caleb, Josh Tracy all play really strong performances, yeah, it's just a credit to the work they've put in this pre-season.
Josh Tracy, another one you mentioned there that looked really strong, clunked a couple of big marks. What can we expect from him?
Yeah, I think you saw a glimpse in that last quarter. Has got a really powerful mitts and leads and reads the ball really well, so with a lethal drop punt as well. So yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of striding out of the cage, taking big pack marks like he did in the last quarter, and then going back and slotting him.
Is his nickname Kahuna?
Yeah, I think the local country town that he came from in Victoria was Kahuna. Or maybe he was just outside of Kahuna, but everyone calls him the Big Kahuna, so it's pretty funny.
I reckon that'll get a fair bit of a run once people start cottoning on, because he played well today. The forward line itself, you kicked over 100 points. How pleasing was that?
Yeah, it's great, and came through a lot of different avenues as well. Had a few midfielders come forward and kick goals. Had a lot of crumbing goals, and then also had a few contested marks that went back and slotted it. So to have those different avenues to goal is a really, really positive aspect to take out of the game, and I think the forwards coach is definitely going to be happy.
Michael Walters played, or it seemed to play, pretty much exclusively forward. How much more dangerous does it make the side when he's inside 50 so often?
Yeah, it's he's an amazing player, and when we can get the ball to ground, he's so dangerous on his left and on his right. So yeah, we just need our tools to keep bringing a contest in the air, and Sonny will pretty much do the rest.
How's the pre-season been for you?
Yeah, it's just it's been solid again. I've had to quarantine again. A few of us went back to Victoria and unfortunately had to quarantine, but you know, those are the challenges that everyone's facing at the moment, so interrupted a little bit in that sense, but I haven't had any injuries this season, pre-season, and have been able to train really strong each session, and Today was another, you know, step forward towards round one.
Doesn't seem like it, given how well you played today, but the fact you quarantined and then there was another lockdown, is that disrupted? How much has that disrupted the pre-season?
It is challenging, but there was a few of us, I think there was 13 or so of us that had come back from Victoria together, so we were able to sort of train as like a hub training. And then obviously the lockdown, you know, everyone had to go through that, so it definitely has had its challenges, but... you know, we're a club that prided ourselves on, you know, working really hard against all odds. So I think the boys have really, really worked hard and put themselves in a really good position for round one.
Really solid season last year. What have you set yourself to get better at or to do better heading into season 2021?
Yeah, I really want to take the game on a fair bit. I feel like I was really clean last year and almost a little bit safe at times. So I really want to try and be more aggressive, come through the corridor a fair bit more and just take the game on, have some fun with it and build on another season, I guess.
You mentioned that about the team as well. Is that something Justin's sort of imploring you to do, to try and hit the scoreboard a bit more?
Yeah, I think when we can bring it through the middle, it opens up our options up forward. So we've got some great kicks off the half back and some really strong midfielders that can drive their legs up through the middle. It's the quickest route to goal, and I think we look really dangerous when we take that route. So it's definitely something Justin's been focusing on.
It's obviously a scratch match today in the first hit out, but the connection between midfield and forward line is something that the club's said a couple of times they want to get better at. How do you think that's going?
Yeah, I think we showed a few times, especially in that last quarter, that connection piece is really strong. We've been putting a fair bit of work into it, out of centre square bounces, out of stoppages, and yeah, sort of our ball movement. I think in the first quarter, we sort of were playing into their hands a bit and they took a fair few intercepts. But then we started to, you know, really lead up at the kicker and started to reward those leads. And it's a lot easier to defend when we can find that mark inside 50. And I think that's something we adapted to in the second half.
It'd feel a bit different without Matt Tabiner there, not having that, I guess, that big, tall target for the most part.
Yeah, obviously it would be great to have Tabs out there, but the forwards that we're playing today played really well. So yeah, I can't really complain.
And heading into the season, obviously there's been a fair bit of talk over the last couple of days about borders and how it's tough for WA and the teams to travel. You guys are scheduled to play at the MCG in the first round. What's been the chat amongst the guys as to what may lay ahead?
There hasn't been too much chat, to be honest. I think if you can get really easily caught up in all that sort of what could happen, but we're just trying to focus on training, playing this game today, then playing West Coast again next week. And you know, as far as I'm concerned mentally, I'm just preparing to go to the MCG and take on Melbourne. So we try not to really think about it too much. That said, you know, last year, everything that got thrown at us, I think we handled it really well. And if something like that were to happen again, I think we'd be in really good stead.
And you're back up against West Coast next week in another pre-season game. Do you expect it to go up another notch?
Yeah, for sure. I think both sides will be bringing in some really strong players, and the heat's just going to keep building and building until we get to round one. So I expect next week to be a lot tougher in there, for sure.
All the best with it over the next couple of weeks. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers.